Once again today, I pick up the Australian newspaper and think, surprise, surprise, there's another example of an inappropriate teaching guideline making its way into our school system, and they say, oh no, it happened by mistake. This time it's a 17-page teaching resource that urges teachers to de-gender their classroom. De-gender their classroom language. Yes, it's linked to the controversial Safe Schools program. The guide promotes activities that encourage students to think about sexuality as existing on a continuum like temperature or the weather. It refers to the same research that helped to inform Safe Schools, as well as several Safe Schools resources and programs. The New South Wales Education Minister, Adrian Piccoli, is shocked about the whole thing. He says he's very angry that this teaching resource has ended up in New South Wales schools. He's ordered his department to remove it immediately. How is it that these mistakes keep on happening? Or could it be that it's not a mistake at all? This stuff doesn't happen by mistake. It happens because there's a push on to make it part of the norm, to make it part of the teaching guidelines. Now, maybe the minister is in the dark because this whole thing has a cloak of mystery around it. But I think at the heart of this whole issue is that there is an uneasy reaction, an uneasy feeling among many parents about these issues being discussed at school without consulting them. And if someone's going to be teaching children that sexuality is like the weather and always changing, then parents would like to know about it.